The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bottle boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back. It is Total Divas Season 6, Episode 6, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And, well, we're going to have some fun. There's going to be overalls, IQs, and even a motorcycle or two.
Hey.
We're going to get a little rowdy.
Oh, you didn't know?
So, we're going to tell you all about it right after the break. You're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stage.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have you subscribed to the Rack Radio Show YouTube channel? If you haven't, this is what you are missing. 5 days of WWE 2K17 content. Mondays are Mashup Mondays featuring your favorite superstars performing entrances of other WWE superstars. Tuesdays is Raw Redo, featuring a matchup redone from the previous night's Monday Night Raw. Wednesdays are My Journey Wednesdays following Sir Rockin's path in the My Career mode. Thursdays are Throwback Thursdays featuring the classic WWE battle. Fridays are Fantasy Fridays featuring a fantasy battle with your favorite WWE superstars. Plus monthly simulations for every WWE pay-per-view. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now to youtube.com/rackradioshow for daily content from WWE 2K17.
WWE Superstar Natalya, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra Total Divas, Season 6, Episode 6. We are on the set with Naomi as she's in her biker gear, and oh, there's a wild Curtis Axel getting bikered up. Marine 5, y'all. She got a gun. Slater's got a gun. Everybody got a gun. Oh my god, look at Bo.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Just, oh my god, Bo.
Oh my god, look at Bo. I cannot win him. Wait, are they all in the same trailer? They're all in the same trailer.
They're sitting all in the same trailer. Oh, it's her trailer. They're all just sitting in it.
They're all hanging out.
She's scared. He's giving her confidence.
Yeah, they're reassuring her. They're all in makeup.
He's like, you know, you're in a biker gang. You're a tough chick. You're far from what you normally are. And says, you really, really? All right. And she, you know, threatens him and goes after him and all that fun, happy stuff.
Bless. It is now added to the list of things that she will forever brag about. Brie. Oh no. I think I know what that's from.
We're in San Diego.
With the Bella twins, or with the Danielsons. Is it the twins or is it the Danielsons? I can't tell. It's the twins.
So they've been in the Northwest all summer, so they've come down to San Diego to stay with Nikki in her summer pad.
Brie's still not pregnant.
So they got their own place so they can still try and make babies.
I was gonna say, I thought Nikki had a house in San Diego.
She did, and this is it, isn't it?
No, I think this is a place that Brie and Daniel have rented.
Oh, this is a place they rented, so they can make babies.
That's a nice place to make babies, I'm not gonna lie. Brian's, like, stretched out, hanging upside down.
And talking how smart dogs are. They're trying to figure out how smart their dogs are. He has 15 seconds to get rid of the towel off his head.
Poor Josie, they keep throwing a towel over her head.
But they're showing she's smart, and Winston is not as quick.
We're actually doing this, we're actually trying to figure out whose dog is smarter.
And Nikki's not into it right now, because her dog's losing.
Oh god, it's a competition between the sisters, oh no.
Something's going down. Anyway, we're in Baltimore, Maryland.
With Rusev and Lana. They're going, oh god, we're going to a line bar in Baltimore, Maryland.
With Renee.
With Renee.
Renee, Lana, and Rusev.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. I don't even know what to do with this right now. Rusev can't dance. How do we get the husbands on the show? I need to get the husbands on the show. He was born and raised in Davidson County. Rusev, stop. She's talking about the wedding, and Rusev, like, is just stuffing his face. He doesn't even really care.
They want him in overalls, and she'll be in Daisy Dukes. He's like,
oh, he wants to wear the Daisy Dukes. Of course he does.
If he agrees to this Nashvillian thing, he wants control over it.
He can't with Rusev.
Lana is out loud weird. He's secret weird, according to Renee.
I don't think it's a secret.
Not anymore. And now she's now in the middle. Poor Renee. We're slow-mo shots of makeup being put on the divas at Monday Night Raw. There's Eva, there's Paige, there's a dog.
Well, Paige! And hey, it's Natty!
There's Summer Rae, her opponent. Just for the first time in her career, she's being put in the forefront of the vision. Boy, promos on SmackDown make it seem different. She is wrestling royalty. She brought up her uncle Bret Hart and her father, Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
And she's talking about her wrestling legacy and how she can finally showcase, you know, her skills.
Oh, man. Anyway, where are we at now?
We're back at the Marine 5 in Vancouver. Bless Natty. Just bless.
Hair and makeup with Miz and Maurice. So Miz,
she's like really tan. Like super tan. Jesus.
Compared to what she usually is, Jesus, yeah.
She got the Mania tan. No. She got the Marine 5 tan.
She got the Marine 5 tan.
So we see Maurice Naomi's Naomi's got a knife.
They're preparing for the fight scene tonight today.
She has post-it notes everywhere.
She has notes for herself.
What's wrong with notes for herself? Oh, we're gonna have bonding time between Naomi and Maurice. This is gonna be awesome.
She has more notes in her hotel room.
Maurice is like terrified right now.
We're back in San Diego. We're going to breakfast lunch combo thing.
We're going to brunch. It's called brunch.
No, who knows if we're going for breakfast or lunch?
That's why it's called brunch.
Might not be brunch though. Could be breakfast.
It's brunch. They're going to a brunch place.
Brian asked the question, which one is, who is smarter?
Oh no, now we're going down a really dangerous road. Brian, why must you poke the bear, Brian? Really?
Bree believes she's the smarter Bella. Trained for education. Trained for education. Trained for education.
I don't think she actually meant it. Hey, it's Paige and Foxy.
No, that's what she meant. That's what she meant. She didn't get the... Anyway.
Hey, it's Becky! It's Natty! She's getting a phone call. And it's from her sister. Oh, it's her mom.
What the?
Oh, look at Cesaro being the good friend and comforting Natty. Feeding fanfictions everywhere. Thank you, Cesaro! Totally serious moment, sorry.
The faithful husband to Tyson. Cesaro is trying to calm down the wife.
It really is a threesome. It really seriously is a threesome. Oh my god. Okay. It's going down between the Neidhart sisters. Okay. Alright, that's gonna be fun. Where do we even want to start?
Trained for education.
She really said that. That was really a thing.
You can listen to the Bella Twins right now at youtube.com/rackradioshow or rackradioshow.com, but trained for education?
That was really a thing. She really said that.
Trained for education. Trained for education.
Well, okay. I will say this. The Bellas have commented in the past that they really didn't overachieve in school, I guess is the best way to put it.
They fell behind on their training.
It's like they were supposed to go to college and they skipped out of college to become models. Not that, you know, college defines you, but it's like, I think, you know, they've already made it clear that they party girl in high school.
Where they did not train for education. They trained for party, they did not train for education.
You're not letting this go, are you?
No, I'm not letting this go at all, no. Trained for education. I'm still trying to figure this trained for education out.
And so, you know, of course, Brian has to poke the bear and, you know, basically be like, well, you know, which Bella's smarter? So I guess now we're doing an IQ test? Is that where we're going with this?
I think that's where we're going, to see which one's who puts in the training better.
Oh my god. It supplies the training, you twit.
Speaking like them.
This show's finally gotten to us after 6 seasons. It's finally gotten to us. Meanwhile, Lana and Rusev are trying to plan the wedding.
They're trying to plan out how they're doing the invitations or something. I think that's what they were headed for, with the Nashvillian theme.
Well, basically she wants to do the save the dates, she's doing the save the dates, and part of that is you take a picture of you two together, and you send out, you know, save the date, whatever their wedding date for, I guess, Malibu is. Both of them in the calendar, so that way people know this is when we're doing the two ceremonies, yada, yada, yada. And so she wants to go get pictures taken of them all dressed up in country attire, or Nashvillian attire, depending on how you want to look at it, although what they're describing really isn't Nashvillian, but okay. Not going to go down that road. That's a wormhole. Tangent. So they can put that on the save the dates and send that out.
That's your trained for education.
That's my trained for education, yes. So Lana's all trying to talk to Rusev about it. Rusev is more interested in food and getting Daisy Dukes because he really wants to wear Daisy Dukes. Somebody get Rusev some damn Daisy Dukes, please.
He probably owns some. Anyway, we're right back with Natty in Tampa talking to her sister on the phone, and I'm meeting her sister. She needs to believe in herself.
So where is she picking her sister up from?
I don't know.
Is it like an apartment? I think it's an apartment complex or it's a hotel.
She's trying to look for a job and, you know, she wants to get settled, I guess, with the Natties.
So wait, where is her sister living? Is her sister living on her own? Is she living with her mother or is she living with Natty? I'm really confused.
Wait, why are they coming to Natty? Why?
What the hell is going on right now? What are we charging for? I missed like half this conversation.
Food, I think.
I don't know, but anyway, we're in Providence with Paige and Eva and hey, it's Rusev and Charlotte, Cena, Mark Carano, Lana, Natty, Renee.
So Carano, Lana, and Renee are talking about the wedding thing.
There's Cesaro. Was that Adam Rose?
May have been.
Was he still there when this was shot?
I don't know.
Rusev obsessed with country music. I don't even... What?
Now Renee's saying, do a bikini shoot, you know. Stop overthinking it. Carano's like, You're nuts.
Yeah, they're just like, we're out. Like, Renee and Karate are just like, we're out. And we're back at Casa de Natty. There's her mother.
We're doing cooking classes. What?
Oh, so that's what they were charging for, to, I guess, learn how to cook with the Hart family? Oh my god, those, can I fix the flyers? Oh my god, can I please fix the flyers? Oh my god, oh my lord, no. Okay, the apron's cute.
So, she was in bad relationships and went into depression.
Okay, so she moved from Canada to Florida, which we know. She was in a bad relationship. Out of it. She's been looking for a job.
Oh my god, what are we doing? Oh, Jesus. Anyway, we're in San Diego, California now. Daniel Bryan wants to help them prep for their IQ test.
Hey, it's the Land Rover! Okay, so the Land Rover lives in San Diego. Oh my god, we're going to a psychologist that does IQ tests. Bryan is, like, sitting in the backseat in the middle, just, like, enjoying the hell out of this.
Oh my god, this is going to go bad.
This is going to go terrible. We're meeting with a psychologist.
He wishes them luck.
Bryan, you jerk. Oh my god, this is going to be terrible.
He's just stirring the pot. Hopefully they've trained well enough for this.
You're seriously not going to let that go?
Nope, not going
to
happen.
Okay, where do we want to begin? I think we better save the sister situation.
Which one?
The Neidhart sister situation, because that's developing. That's blossoming.
No, I want to talk about that really quick.
Okay.
So, Natty's way of getting her sister something to do is to invite people to her home for a $400 cooking class.
Is Natty going to be there?
I think Natty's going to be there too.
You can tell that her sister's overwhelmed with it all.
Yeah.
And I mean, like we were saying, you know, she moved to the other side of the world, essentially, for her. She moved from Canada to Florida, which is a culture shock in and of itself. She's gotten out of a bad relationship. She doesn't have a job. As far as we know, she's still looking for one. And we don't know where she's living, whether she's being put up in an apartment, whether she's staying with Natty's mother.
Something.
Something. We don't know what's going on with that. So, you know, her whole entire world is in flux. And I get Natty wants to be the good sister, and she wants to help Jenny, but it's like, you know, just giving her a pep talk and throwing stuff at her, especially when she's in a depression, isn't gonna help her.
Not the best move in the world now.
Although, I think the cooking class was Jenny's idea.
No, I think it was Natty's idea. I don't know. I'm confused.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure whose idea it was. Jenny was talking about something, and she was really, I couldn't tell if she was passionate or upset about it. But yeah, it's like, what's going on? Like, essentially, Natty's trying to micromanage this like she does everything else. No offense, Natty.
No offense, but that is what she does. She gets very handsy in projects.
Like, she's trying to be the leader. She's trying to fix it. She's trying to take care of everybody, which I admire, but it's like, some things you can't fix, you know, take charge and fix like this.
No, you can't. But this is what the Neidhart do. This is what Natty does. She gets hands-on, handsy, and it becomes her project. It gives Natty something to do. But let's go back to training.
Because she's lacking stuff to do in her life.
I know. So Bree just wants to beat Nicole. She's got in this to mess with her sister.
Based on the quote, I don't think she's going to beat Nicole. It's kind of a spoiler. Bryan is enjoying the hell out of this.
Yes, he is. He's trying to calm her down with some breathing exercises.
Dude, if we ever get Daniel Bryan on one of the shows, we need to ask him which one is the bigger shit stirrer, him or his wife, because I seriously want to know.
His wife. So Nikki took her test. Bree is going in to take hers. We're in Narlands.
We're just going everywhere.
For WWE Live.
There's Rusev and Lana. There's Eva. There's Renee. With Paige, we're shooting unfiltered. We're showing off Paige's socks. We're with Titus and Natty. He's recruiting Titus to come to the cooking class, which is incredibly sweet. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to bring my kids.
Give me $100 up front, too. So instead, the whole point of making the class a success is people actually coming, paying money, not now he's just bringing people there.
Oh my gosh, she's legit paying him.
Now he's paying with all ones.
Hey, it's Dolph. Like, she legit paid Titus. I don't even know what.
What is
what? Dolph? Titus just took her for $100. That's amazing.
In $1 bills.
In $1 bills. Oh god, Bryan is just like,
he's like, I think I went faster than Nicole too.
So wait. When do we get the results?
I think later in the show.
Oh my god.
Bree's blaming the fact that she got it wrong and they got it right because John Cena has pictures of it in the house.
I do. Oh my god.
They have proper training.
Oh my god. I'm weeping right now. So we're having a really awkward first date between Maurice and Naomi, where we're going somewhere. Maurice is giving her a pep talk.
Maurice is freaking out too. And I think that was one of Titus's kids that walked back.
Yeah, I think that was his son. We're going to a circus school. This should be fun.
That should be fun. Training. Where do you want to start?
Titus took Natty for $100, y'all. Titus, like, legit took Natty for $100.
That's all you got for that? He took her for $100?
He took her for $100!
And Dolph wanted none of it. Because it's a Natty scheme, and no one wants... I don't blame Titus for taking $100 from Natty, because it's a Natty scheme, and they always backfire.
I think they know that, too.
I think everyone knows that a Natty scheme always backfires. That's the best way to put it.
We love Natty. We really do. She has the best intentions ever.
But her plans backfire all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, because she kind of doesn't always think things through.
Just saying. She really doesn't. She really tries. Doesn't. She tries.
But she really doesn't think things through. Speaking of not thinking things through, so apparently Teddy Roosevelt was the president during the Civil War.
They weren't properly trained for education. I'm just saying.
It's Lincoln. Everybody knows it's Lincoln.
Bree did not have the proper training.
It's when he got shot in the head.
She did not have the proper training in education.
I love her. I love them, but oh my god. And we're back. We're back at Circus West. Maurice is freaking out. Naomi's freaking out. We're on a really awkward first date. Just go to the hot tub. It's just going to be easier.
Why are they shooting her from her bottom down?
I guess to show her shaking.
Maurice is like, we got to get out and have fun. Don't sit in the hotel room. Let's get out and have fun.
Thing is, they were shooting Maurice's legs. They weren't showing Naomi's.
I know. Someone's a leg man?
I guess. Oh, and she's afraid of heights, too. Oh, God. And we're going to do basically trapeze work, and we're going to...
Maurice is like, you just got to do it.
She's like gripping that rope for life.
Yeah, she is. Well, she got out of it pretty well.
Yeah, she did.
And she gets down, and she's smiling.
Mission accomplished.
She's like, next time I'm scared, I'm going to think of that moment. And Maurice is going to puke as Naomi crawls to the back to get water. Lovely. Anyway... Where are we now?
I don't want to know why Marie... Oh, God, is she pregnant? No, she's not pregnant. We know she's not pregnant.
No, it's probably from doing all the stuff they just did.
Yeah. So now we're back at Casa de Hart. We're getting ready for cooking.
Big E's there. Titus is there. His kids are there.
His sons are there.
Fandango is there.
Of course they got Fandango to come.
Because, you know, now he's into Fandango. Oh, look. She's hugging Big E.
The plan is working. Jenny's excited. She's having good time. She's feeling important. Big E is being a very good supportive friend right now. And now we're trying to break off in groups.
It's like, he pushed Natty put all the black people together. They didn't make any joke about race.
God. Stop. Her contractor is there. Oh my god, she talked her contractor into this. I'm waiting for this to backfire.
Yeah.
I think we're making eggplant parmesan. I think that's what we're making.
Fandango used to cook.
Everybody is hitting on Fandango. Now I know why Fandango came. Sorry.
No, I don't think he came yet. Later.
Later, yeah.
Oh my god.
Rusev is legit in overalls and a cowboy hat right now.
He's showing off his bicep. We're doing the Shawn Michaels pose. He legit did the DX crotch jump. Now we're getting on a tractor trailer.
I don't even know what to do with this. This is adorable, hilarious, and terrible all at the same time.
He's like, you can take some shingle shots. And it's like, no, I'm not marrying myself. You have to do it with her.
That's the whole point of save the date photos, Rusev. You take them together. Oh my gosh, she paid everybody.
She gave out $250 to a person.
Dude, Titus got gypped. He could add $250. Okay. All right. So Natty, again, trying to be the really good sister here. She's creating a cooking class. You know, she's trying to get Jenny back on her feet. And it works. She gets a bunch of people to show up. You know, it's like a lot of her work colleagues that are around there. Some strangers, her contractor. You know, she invites a lot of people. They're there. They're having a good time. They're making food. You know, Jenny's feeling really good about herself. It's working. And then somebody asked the, are we going to get paid every time question. Awkward!
Wasn't this the idea for her to make money?
Eventually, yeah.
No, but the whole point of this whole thing, first class was, they were charging $350, $400 a head, or $250, whatever they turned out to be. And there was a way for her to make money off this class. Yes, and some of Natty's friends showed up, and, you know, you don't get all the money for there. But was she going to pay her sister, too?
I guess, maybe. Like, lie and say that all the people paid for the class and give her whatever the fee would have been for all the people to show up. That's the thing. I don't know. Like, it's a really sweet grand gesture on Natty's part. She really went above and beyond for her sister in this. I'm not judging her for that at all. Because she really, really tried. Her and her mother both really wanted to help her, really tried to do this for her. And it's like probably when they couldn't drum up interest for it, it was like, okay, well, we'll pay people.
Okay.
It's kind of the wrong way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like Natty has such a presence in social media. If she really wanted to, it's like, you know, she could have said Tampa residents, you know, want to take a cooking class with the Hart family, you know, go to this website or
register here.
Yeah, register here, or, you know, whatever, you know, and then you create a web page. Like, she could have created, they could have paid somebody to create like a marketing scheme for this, to market this to the area and put this out there, because Natty has the connections that she really could have actually probably not had had to pay people. Anyway, we're back. But, you know, for drama purposes, of course, everybody got paid.
So she kicked everyone out.
So instead of making it better, they make it worse. Jenny's very upset, rightfully so. We're back in Nashville at Lana and Rusev's house.
He looks very sleepy.
I think he just woke up.
Apparently he has a present for her in his office. Or their office.
Oh no, what did he get her? Aw, and he got one of the pictures framed. And they're putting it in the front hallway on the stairway. That's adorable.
He's like, no. OMG! Alright, I gotta remember to get that. That's
That's adorable.
Yeah.
They are so cute together.
We're in San Diego with the Bellas.
Reginald's place, I think.
And he comes bearing IQ scores and food. They would both be demoralized below average, and they're throwing them away.
Oh, you can't do that! Because he's already looked at them.
Yeah, I know. And she's sort of throwing them away.
Oh, and Bree's looking at the tests. Of course she is. Somebody's going in the pool. Bride's like, do it! Oh, come on, just tell us. We know it's Nikki that's smarter, but come on. Just apparently the results aren't good.
No, the way it sounds like they were both impressed with their scores.
I can't tell. So, okay. So back to what I was saying about Natty. Like, I know this is all for the show. This is all planned for the show. I completely accept that. But it's like, again, if you really wanted to make this a success, instead of hanging flyers, you have a social media presence. You know, I think she has close to 1 million followers on Twitter. If she wanted to put that out there of, hey, you know, my sister is doing a cooking class in Tampa, you know, go to the, you could have somebody pay somebody to build like a website to get interested parties to sign up for the class and pay for the class, because there would be people that would do that kind of thing. And instead of holding it at your house, you hold it at a neutral location. Like, you could, because for the amount of money that she probably put out for this,
mm-hmm,
she probably could have at least done that.
1.66 million.
She has 1.66 million followers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 1.66 million people would see that if she just figured that out. Hey, my sister's doing a cooking class, go here. Or the Hart family, want to cook with the Hart family, go here with a link. That's all she would have to do, and people would go to it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe nobody would sign up for it, or maybe a bunch of people would.
You never know.
You never know. That's the thing. It's like, and you could stipulate, you know, Tampa area only, or, you know, transportation is on you. You know, if you want to come, whatever, it's this much to do the class, food, tools, supplies, all that good stuff included with fee.
Yeah, it would have been simple and easy.
You know, really, really straightforward. But instead, you know, she goes out and she finds people and she gets her coworkers to come, and it's, let's do this for Jenny. You know, she'll never know that we pay people to come and they don't really care. And I think that's what hurts Jenny the most. It's not that Natty paid someone, it's the fact that they don't care what she has to say. She's unimportant. Because in a way, Jenny's kind of the neglected sister. Because it's like, you know, her entire family is a wrestling family, and she's not in the business, as far as we know.
No, she's not. Well, she may, anyway.
She may have been, she may be now.
No, she's not in the business. She may have been with people in the business, but she's not in the business.
Well, when I say in the business, I mean like,
yeah, no,
working behind the scenes.
No, I don't think she ever been. Anyway, we're with Bella's. Reveal, drum roll, and Nikki, 113, Bree 99. Nikki, you have a low average wifey. And there's the quote.
But you agreed to it. Don't be bitter because you lost.
You're the younger twin. You lost so much oxygen. We're now in Tampa. Natty's apologizing, though.
And Natty's basically explaining her reasons why she did what she did, which is everything we've kind of talked about.
And she said, without, you know, what you're saying is, without you, I'm nothing.
And, you know, it's, again, it's the neglected sister sort of syndrome.
Oh, and she's been drinking a whole bottle of wine. And they stopped filming. What a shocker.
Jenny drank a whole bottle of wine, or Natty drank a whole bottle of wine?
Jenny drank a whole bottle of wine.
Dude, right on! Hopefully it's not a problem, but right on! Respect for that! And we're back in
Vancouver.
Vancouver, we see a pair of bloodied up fake legs.
So they're cutting off Maurice's legs in the film.
Basically, they're trying to make this as best as they can so, you know, they can they can get into their movie, Marine 6.
So, because the Miz has taken over the Marine franchise.
Hey, there's a body cast of Maurice!
Alright, we're back in Tampa. We're cracking Natty's back. She had a meltdown. Apparently she has a lot of dreams that her and Natty fight, that she's let her down. I thought TJ's your best friend.
Shh, he has Cesaro.
Natty says she's gonna stop four things down on her. We know that's not true.
Wait, is she not wearing her wedding ring?
No, there's a ring on there.
She's wearing her engagement ring. She's drinking water out of a wine goblet?
That's what I was thinking.
They are classy at the Neidhart house. No, dude, I think she's just wearing her engagement ring.
Huh, wonder why. And it's like, I live in a different world than Jenny does, and maybe I, you know, she can't handle what I can handle.
Clearly.
Oh, Canada time, back in Vancouver.
We see Trinity practicing on the motorcycle. She's playing with her spiky boobs, riding around on a bike.
Her new gimmick should be her riding a bike.
She should do the Taker gimmick.
Apparently so. Now we're on set.
And we see Trinity owning it. She looks badass.
They want her to be a little bit more aggressive.
And like a boss, she owns it. Okay. All right. So things are going to be fun next week, as always.
Injuries, trauma, and more. And creating their own wines are the Bellas. They want to get on winemaking business.
I'm shocked it took them 6 seasons to get to this point. Shocked and mildly disappointed.
Kind of, yeah.
Not gonna lie. Like, mildly disappointed that, you know, it took them 6 seasons to make their own wine. Anyway, not to judge. So we had a lot in this episode. We see kind of the resolution between Natty and her sister, where her sister's just having a really rough time, both emotionally, or I should say just emotionally, from everything that's going on in her life, from being uprooted, from getting out of a bad relationship. And her worry is she's letting her family, including Natty, down, because she's kind of floundering right now. And she doesn't really know where to go or what to do, and they're trying to help her, but what they're doing isn't really helping. It's making it worse, which I can respect.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, it's like, we all have those low points in our life where, you know, it kicks us around and we get lost and we try to find our way. And when our families, you know, want to be there and support us and help us and love us, sometimes it's not always the right thing, or they offer the support in the wrong way. And I think Natty saw that while she had the absolute best intentions, they weren't what Jenny needed at that particular moment in time. So we see the happy resolution between the sisters. We find out that Nikki is smarter than Bree, much to Brian's delight. We see Trinity conquer her fear. Maurice get her legs cut off.
Kind of.
And I think that's everything, isn't it?
Lana and Rusev.
Oh, God. And yes, Lana being an absolute cinnamon roll and Rusev just being, like, Rusev. Somebody get that man some damn Daisy Dukes. He really wants some short shorts. Like, really, seriously wants them. I don't know why, but he wants them. Christmas is a few days away. Or Hanukkah, if that's your preference.
If that is your preference. And this is where I shamelessly promote the CB Radio Hot Lone Jobber Holiday Bash, available on Christmas Eve. Check it out.
What is a preference, isn't it?
It is. It is. But I was promoting the show. Check out the CB Radio Lone Jobber Holiday Bash. So by the end of the show, has about 1,000 names. Check it out this Saturday. Available at CBRadioLive.com.
Hit people singing it.
Couple people do.
Not us. But a couple familiar voices that you may or may not know sing on it. Hint, hint, wink, wink. And also, since we're shamelessly plugging holiday items, don't forget to tune in Thursday for Jingle All the Rack. That's right, it is the Rack's holiday special. We're going to be doing the normal spiel, news, notes, NXT. We'll be talking about Roblox End of the Line, and we'll have a few holiday twists thrown in. So it's Jingle All the Rack, Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. But I think that does it for the Rack Extra. What do you think?
One more thing.
Sure.
Plus, sending questions for Pop Goes the Rack. Send your questions by December 27th. You can email them media at wildtalkradio.com. We're doing Ask the Rack for Pop Goes the Rack, our New Year's special.
You can ask us anything. If you ask us a smart-ass question, expect a smart-ass response.
So there you go. Now we're done.
Now we're done? Now okay. We're done. Well, that does it for the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 6, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with Episode 7. You don't want to miss it. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward, and you've been listening to The Rack Extra, and we'll see you later. Bye!